What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
According to reports from Diana Russini and Ian Rappaport on NFL Network, the Patriots are indeed hiring Josh McDaniels to be, once again, their offensive coordinator, the multi-time New England assistant joining Mike Vrabel's staff. So that question we've asked, who will be developing and leading Drake May? The answer is a visor guy, Josh McDaniels.
This is the best worst kept secret in all of Boston, New England, the NFL, and beyond. Hey, Stiz, here's your Stiz quiz today. What was the last year that Josh McDaniels was offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots?
Easy. 2017.
All right. That is incorrect. That is the end of today's Stiz quiz. It's 2021. Stanley, that was the year that he was able to get Mac Jones to a 10-7 record.
So to the playoffs.
To the playoffs. And then get their doors blown off. And that's putting it kindly, 47-17, to the Buffalo Bills. Now, to everyone that is saying, no, I don't want to do it. We're just running it back. We're trying to do the dynasty all over again without Belichick. We're clutching on to the past. We need to be new and fresh. It's a new era of football. Just remember this. Yes, I know it was Tom Brady orchestrating the offense. Yes, you had the brilliance of Bill Belichick overseeing the whole operation. But were there that many times, save, of course, Andy's least favorite play in the NFL, which was hurry up and suck, when they would go down the field.
Hurry up and fail.
Hurry up and suck. That's my mantra. First and goal at the 8.
Pause.
And they would just like run. Pause. So, I didn't even think when I walked
in. Yeah, you got to be careful when you're talking sucking.
Hurry up and stink. Hurry up and fail, as it was. Like, they went all the way down the field. Why are you rushing, Josh? Take your time. The guy knows what he's doing. He works every quarterback that has worked with Josh McDaniels will tell you that he has a great mind for the game. And even though it was awful in Vegas in the second stint, that first year they looked pretty darn good. And then he drafted Debo.
He can coach offense. He can coach quarterbacks. 617-779-7937. We are having to forego quiz with Stiz today.
How about that?
Little breaking news. Josh McDaniels back as the offensive coordinator. So, do you like the hire? Do you not like the hire? Are you worried? I'm with Fitzy. I think Josh can coach quarterbacks. Even if you go back to Denver, early in that first season, Kyle Orton was playing the best football of his career. And Kyle Orton is a journeyman quarterback, whatever you want to call it. But people seem to just say, just Brady. And his ultimate success was with Brady. But he had the year with Matt Castle, where he was able to take what was admittedly a very good offense, but produce, get 11 wins, get Matt Castle to a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. Even the year when Brady was suspended. You know, everybody last year talked about how AVP in his last year with the Browns got, I think, 5 quarterbacks ready to play.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Well, Josh had to get Tom Brady ready for a season, then Tom Brady bowed out. Then he had to play Jimmy Garoppolo, then Jimmy Garoppolo bowed out. He had to get Jacoby Brissett in there, and then he went back to Brady. So he's dealt with some moving pieces, and then you fast forward into Cam Newton, you fast forward into Mac Jones. I mean, I have to admit, I'm a fan of Josh's. I've always had a really good relationship with him. He and I started as interns together with the Patriots, so we would kind of meet in the break room.
What happened?
Like, he made a lot more money than I did.
He took a right, and you took a left at the bend in the road is what it happened.
Serious question. You know the path less taken? I took the dumbass path less taken.
No, that's the that's a classic one, like, I used to perform on stage on a nightly basis with Nick Kroll and John Mulaney. What happened to them versus where am I? 617.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Ted, I know you argued earlier, Chip Kelly, that there might be an argument to be made, just all of he brings. What are your reactions to Josh McDaniels? Like, do you think this is a home run, a double? I mean, are they going to be a better football team because Josh McDaniels is the offensive coordinator?
I do. Yeah, okay. I think I'm okay with the hire. I'm a fan of Josh's. I would have been intrigued maybe more if it was a Chip Kelly or a Tommy Reese. But you've kind of threw it out there earlier in the show that you've heard that maybe Josh has been really studying college offenses.
Yep.
I want Josh to just expand his understanding of the quarterback position. And I think there's a trend starting to develop with the quarterbacks in the NFL today. They're less and less staying in the pocket. It's more on the move, from shotgun. And so I think you got to have a different way in which you coach quarterbacks. My feeling is Josh is going to be just fine. And one of my biggest kind of impressive qualities about Josh is I think he knows how to study an opponent. A lot of coordinators aren't good at studying the opponent and knowing how to attack an opponent's weakness. Josh will know how to attack an opponent's weakness. You'll watch how the game is being played, and you'll go, oh, he clearly sees these corners can't tackle, for instance. So we're going to run a lot of toss sweeps. We're going to force them to come up and make plays. Little pick plays. Little plays to get guys open in critical situations. Creativity, around in the red zone and in the goal line that I just think some offensive coordinators aren't good at. So I'm okay with the hire. I think it's I think it's a good one, and I have no problem with him being announced as a new offensive coordinator.
And to your point, though, the idea that he has supposedly been out working on his playbook, his approach, his style, that it's not just going to be what Josh has been doing, but rather you'll get me plus something to work on your point, Ted, evolving to be a better play caller, a better coordinator with somebody like a hyper-talented athletic kid like Drake May, who's very college-friendly, that should give people pause. But for benefit.
It's going to be a different offense than he ever ran with Tom. It's
absolutely
not even close. Like, this offense needs to be weaponized is the term. I want to see fast guys. I want to see motions. I want to see formationing personnel groups. I want to see, good different cadences, different tempos. Josh can do all that, and he's going to do it, I think, fairly well because he's got a unique player at quarterback that he's never had a player quite like Drake May. So I'm very optimistic.
Let the speculation begin. Who in the NFL now, because there's such a lust for a number one receiver, maybe Josh Guys, who is he going to target either
Devontae
on other
Adams.
Teams?
I don't think he'll be Devontae.
Can he put a Taco Bell in the stadium?
I'll take a Taco Bell in my home.
Take it here anytime.
So we said we were going to be interactive. We wanted engagement. I threw out that phone number. Let's get the first fan reaction to the official news that Josh McDaniels is once again Patriots offensive coordinator. We go to Kyle in New Hampshire. What are your thoughts?
Hey, guys. Love the addition of Ted to the show and the new format and everything. But, yeah, I'm a little skeptical. I really hope you guys are right about Josh. He's had, failure with Mac Jones, failure with Cam. I just really hope this isn't just another let's bring Josh back to appease the fans, and this was like a craft, retread kind of thing. Because if this doesn't work, they're in big trouble because this offense needs a lot of work, and I don't know. I hope McDaniels for the third stint in a row here can get things right.
All right, thanks for the call, Kyle.
Kyle, to everyone else's benefit, just listen for a quick second. Andy said this, signed off on this. I think we all can agree. Ted, you probably would be in lockstep with this whole idea.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Idea too. Mike Vrabel is not going to just kowtow to the organization or just say, okay, Mr. Kraft, okay, Jonathan, whatever you guys want. If they say it's got to be McDaniels, like, don't you, well, actually, let's get your spin on this, but like, don't you think, you said Vrabel would no way, shape, or form say, fine, it can be Josh, unless he signed off on it, unless he was into it, right?
But yeah, I don't think he's just going to go along to get along or whatever. Like, that's not who he is. I think he probably interviewed some other guys, interviewed Josh, probably has the relationship with Josh, has the reputation of Josh. But no, I don't think that, oh, well, Robert said I have to keep him, yeah. So he's the guy.
I would be shocked. I think the Krafts can inject their opinions and definitely kind of maybe make some decisions that maybe would surprise a lot of us. Mm. But when it comes to stepping on the toes of Mike Vrabel right away on a position like that, that is so important. There's no way. I couldn't even imagine that Vrabel would just say, who do you want as offensive coordinator, Robert Kraft? And go with that. No, Mike has a lot of power. We're all kind of wondering how much power. My feeling is a lot more than we realize. This feels like a Vrabel thing. It can come off as a Kraft production. But I guarantee you, I'm sure Mike is very, very pleased with getting Josh to come run his offense.
So along those lines, the 720, I don't know where that is, Fitzy. Where the hell is that?
United States.
Thanks.
I can't.
The new part up north, the Canadian new part of the United States, or the Gulf of America?
Oh,
part?
Greenland, aka huge Maine. Yeah.
Denver, Colorado. Oh, you're biased, but says. Are we concerned he was hired because he was cheap?
Oh, is it kind of? Are we going down the Judge Patricia? He's on someone else's payroll.
Well, he is on somebody else's payroll, and I think Schefter, the phrase he used with us, would would make him financially appealing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's just a side benefit. Tell me who the other top coordinators were that they were interviewing that you liked better than Josh. I think that's the best way to judge this hiring, is what was available, who realistically would have come here, and how do they stack up against Josh McDaniels.
And I would look at it this other way, too. If you were in a different city and Josh McDaniels were hired, wouldn't you be fixating on his successes? Wouldn't you be like, wow, that guy won Super Bowls with Brady. That 07 offense was the best ever. He did this. You know what I mean? Like, try to look at that resume from afar, right? Don't just look at it as, oh, God, the same old Patriot way at it. He's accomplished a lot, and I'm biased, but I think Drake May's job just got a little harder in a sense, because I think Josh is going to ask a lot of him in year two.
Good.
In terms of what you're saying, evolve the offense, more things we need to be able to do. But I think long term, his job just got easier. I think he will feel like Brady felt. I sometimes have the answers. He tells me to motion this guy, and that tells me X, and he tells me if they do that, then boom. I think Drake May, who loved Alex Van Pelt, I think Drake May will like Josh McDaniels.
I think he's going to love, and I think Josh is going to love Drake, because he now has a quarterback that he can be, I think, more creative with.
Absolutely.
I think the play calling and the creativity of the plays that he designs are going to be unlike anything he ever did with Tom, for obvious reasons.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.